Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time to play like a Jet.
With your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on 3rd and 5. Wilson. Boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner. Here he goes! Goodbye and hello, Enzo!
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess, Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to recap day number one of Jets training camp. Can't believe it. It's finally here with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, real quickly, by the way, before we get to all the training camp happenings and the news and notes and what was said in the pressers, I had to let you know about this. I got a text from a friend of mine who is a professional background actor. I'm not going to say extra because he gets mad when I call him an extra. He's a background actor. And he said, and this is the exact quote, worked a scene with your boy Walton Goggins today. Apparently there's a new show called Fallout, and my friend is working as a background actor on that show. So he got to work a scene with Boyd Crowder today, Chris. I think that's just as cool, if not cooler, than anything that could have happened at training camp today.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm maybe a little bit jaded about my training camp experience, but yeah, that's pretty awesome. I would like to do that for a day.
I would too. I'd love to see the Jets sign Walton Goggins as like a motivational speaker, help him rally the troops. I don't think he's going to be able to do much at tackle though. And the good thing is the Jets appear to be set there, although set in a way that maybe people weren't anticipating until some point last year when George Fant emerged as a better left tackle than a right tackle. There was all this buzz about competition in training camp between George Fant and Mekhi Becton. Fant entered today, being on the PUP list, was taken off of it just before practice, so he participated. But there will be no competition, Chris, because the coaching staff has decided that Fant will stay at left tackle. Becton will move to right tackle. This is obviously a short-term move because we don't know exactly what's going to happen with George Fant. Is he going to be here beyond this year? Nobody has any idea at the moment. It's possible that you could shift Becton between right and left tackle because he's played both. So the idea here is that they're much more confident with Becton at right tackle and Fant at left tackle and vice versa, mostly because Fant struggled so much at right tackle, did much better at left tackle, and they think that Becton can play well at either spot. So we kept wondering what the story was going to be, the competition, who was going to be the left tackle, would Becton be able to hold off Fant? He's not even going to get the chance. It's going to be Fant at left tackle, Becton at right tackle.
Yeah, it's You know, I was surprised that they just came out and did it. They just, there's no competition. They're not going to drag that out. I'm very happy that that's what they decided to do with. Those type of like quarterback position battle, simple, easy. Cornerback, simple, easy. That a lot of stuff is switching left and right tackle back and forth. And then I don't even necessarily know exactly how you would go about the best way of like judging that and grading that. You just have to judge them and grade them separately. But like, you know, if you're just thinking about it, you just be like, all right, whoever performed best, go to left tackle. But like, that's not how you do it. So you just have to judge them both and weigh them back and forth. And it just seems like an extraordinary waste of time to really like do a full out competition all throughout camp. You know, Saleh gave that answer right away, and it made sense. But then in my immediate thought, and I tweeted it out, I was just like, yeah, this is the tiebreaker here in this. As they've been having discussions going back and forth, you know, who should do what and everything, the tiebreaker was put Mekhi and AVT back on the right side and let them just be, you know, a plow truck on the right side for the running. They're just going to use that power right side to just absolutely pound and demolish defenders. That's the game plan. You know, you brought it up. Obviously, this, I think, the other part of it is they're sitting there like, all right, Fant played much better at left tackle. They like his athleticism, so they can use him there, and they'll feel good about it. And then, all right, so we move Mekhi, and now he's next to AVT, gets to be those plow trucks and go ahead and do that. So that's the gist of it. You know, and like you said, this isn't necessarily long-term. But you know, obviously if Mekhi goes out there and plays great, if Fant comes out and plays great, then they can run it back next year. And I would expect that they would try to do that. Obviously, you know, we'll see what type of deal they do for Fant, cause he's older in age. It's not going to be some super long-term deal. So even down the road, and Saleh said this doesn't mean that, you know, that Mekhi Becton is making that switch for the rest of his career. And to Makai's credit, he took it all in stride. He just seemed to just be like, whatever, just let me go out and play football. You could tell he's, you know, been annoyed by all the talk and chatter. He's eager to go out and prove people wrong and shut people up. So if he has to do that from the right side, I don't think that's going to bother him at all. Now we know what the drill is. We know when it might possibly bother him. There's a very specific time point on the timeline when it might bother him, but he's not going to be bothered until that time. And I think you guys can connect the dots and figure that out, but that's contract time.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify. It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run,
It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
This year, a lot of talk surrounding Mekhi Becton heading into training camp. Last year, it was Denzel Mims. Remember, he missed some time because he was sick. Then he had food poisoning. Then he was injured. He fell behind in the playbook. Everybody was wondering where he was. Then the regular season started. He wasn't getting a lot of playing time. And the whole thing just fell apart from the early going. This year, heading into training camp, the talk with Denzel Mims was, is he going to even be able to make it onto the roster? Is he going to be able to grasp that one last chance that the coaching staff is going to give him to prove himself? And I don't know what the rest of training camp is going to look like, but today Denzel Mims put on a show. He was the star of training camp in day number one.
Yeah. I tweeted this out in minicamp. I forget what I said, but I was like, and I retweeted it today, but I was like, you know, basically, listen, this doesn't mean anything, but the way this is going, Denzel Mims is going to be a constant, constant story throughout training camp. And the reason why I said it is because I'm watching him. He seems to have, looks more comfortable out there, seems to have found the rhythm of the offense, the timing of the offense, but also he's still, and now he's comfortably just stuck going against twos and threes. And as long as he's going against twos and threes, he is going to dominate. And that is going to be enough to, force us writers to have to talk about him. And then, he might have some bad days, but then that's going to come up again. And we're going to talk about that. I said in minicamp, I'm watching and like, this is going to be a constant story throughout camp. Again, that doesn't mean that it's going to matter and it's going to mean anything in the season. We know the training camp all-stars. We know the Greg Salas. We know the David Clowneys. We've seen it before. But let's just go back real quick. Everything from last year. All the talks about how he's not a fit for the offense. We talked about this a lot. We talked about this a lot off air about how just that in itself never made sense. Like it didn't add up, right? Where I kept saying the problem was he was having trouble because of how much time he missed, because of everything else, because coming from Baylor and like where, you know, they basically just played backyard football. He wasn't running routes. And then he comes to Adam Gase, gets injured, all this stuff, gets behind. He was having trouble with the precise timing and rhythm of the offense. He was having a lot of trouble being exactly in the right place at the right time, which is required for this offense. So the idea that he wasn't cut out for the offense, not a match for it, was always crazy talk to me. He has athleticism to fit in this offense. There's no question about it. It's just the timing and the rhythm. And now he seems to got that down. Is it going to be enough to be, you know, an impact player throughout the season? Who knows? But I watched him dominate practice today. I'm like, he has been the MVP of practice today. Four or five catches, and four of them of the five catches were like spectacular catches. Like, how did he just catch that? A defender draped on him, still making plays, using his body as a shield. And again, this is against the twos and threes. He's going to see a lot of that throughout camp, no matter how well he does in camp, because Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, and Garrett Wilson are all going to be getting reps too. And so he'll get some mixed with the ones, but this is going to be a constant throughout camp. And yeah, I just tweeted out my mini camp tweet in which just I stick by my story, Samson Simpson. And because this is obvious. It's brace yourself. Every two or three days, it's going to be, oh man, Denzel Mims again. But it's not going to have, don't get as excited about it as you did with the Elijah Moore stuff last year, because again, it is going to be against twos and threes. But I am slightly altering my expectations for him. I'm bumping up a little bit. I've been saying all offseason that you just have to look at it as like I still believe in him as an NFL player, but from the Jets' point of view, you had to look at it as you're getting nothing from him and anything you get is a bonus. Now I'm starting to think that, okay, you're going to be able to get something from him. He can contribute. How much? I don't know, but he can contribute better, more than Jeff Smith can. That's my personal opinion.
Hopefully he develops a good rapport with Zach Wilson in training camp. Those catches today came courtesy of Mike White and Joe Flacco, but if he keeps playing like this, he'll be able to get more action with Zach Wilson, who is another big story today. Zach Wilson overall played very, very well, had a couple of bad throws, including an interception that DJ Reed was able to come away with. But mostly, Wilson threw with confidence, he spread the ball around, and he really seems to be coming into his own in terms of leading that offense and really being the leader of that squad that they're going to need heading into the 2022 season.
My tweet I sent out was just, Zach Wilson's letting it rip with confidence today, and this is why you try to be careful about how you tweet when you're at training camp and you just kind of hurry tweeting, because I just got a whole bunch of fart jokes the rest of the day. But the confidence, I was talking about the confidence and the way that he would just drop back in the pocket. There was no hesitation today. That was probably like in mini camp. I talked about this. I was like, okay, it seems to be a little faster, but there's still a little hitch in the step, a little bit. And today, there was no hitch. There was no nothing. He would drop back, settle, plant his foot, drive, and throw. He was just settling in, and just there was no hesitation, no overthinking, and he was throwing strong, confident lasers. As you said, not all of them went exactly where they were supposed to be, but we know the drill. That's fine. That's what happened. What you like it is that he just sat there and just let it rip with confidence. And he wasn't making mistakes doing it as well. Again, listen to him talk, listen to the players talk. I still get the feeling that the team believes in him as a quarterback far more than any of these other quarterbacks that we've seen. It just feels different, sounds different when they're talking about him. We're going to need to see a lot more. But today was obviously a good positive sign. Now, remember, the first day wasn't great. Then came out the second day and had one of the best practices I've ever seen in the history of the earth, and then went down. So this is training camp. It's a roller coaster up and down. But today was a good positive first step in. Really the most you could possibly hope for as fans. Anything more would just, I'd just be blowing smoke just for the sake of it. But it's a really positive big step forward.
After practice, we heard from the head coach, Robert Saleh. He made the announcement that we talked about before, that George Fant will be the left tackle and Mekhi Becton will be the right tackle. He said that Becton, after minicamp, with the exception of 1 week that he took off for July 4th, was in the building every single day, working hard to get himself into tip-top shape. Also alluded to what you said before, Chris, that having Becton and Vera Tucker on the right side of the line together gives them the possibility of having two potential all-pros on one side of the line. We originally thought it was going to be on the left side of the line, but now it'll be on the right side with Vera Tucker moving over from left to right to give way for Laken Tomlinson, and Mekhi Becton moving over from left to right to give way for George Fant. Saleh also said that Carl Lawson is a freak. The fact that so much of his game is his power will help his recovery. Also said they had to sit Carl Lawson out during minicamp to save him from himself, I guess, figuring that Lawson would go full blast if they didn't hold him back. So some comments here about Lawson and what's going on with the offensive line. That was the main gist of what Robert Saleh said after practice, right?
the Becton fan stuff was important, especially, you know, he was asked about the weight with Becton and he was like, I'm not getting into that. But listen, he showed up and he worked this whole off season here. He took that 1 week off, go back home, July 4th, be with his family, his kid. You know, he was talking about already missing his kid and excited for his kid to come back up here. The idea, the fact that people like really tried to shame him for being there for his newborn son is just baffling to me. But we'll move on from that. Otherwise, he didn't really say too much. There's not much to say there. The Carl Lawson stuff. I'll just say this: they should do more of this, more of protecting Carl Lawson from himself. He talked after practice and, you know, there people were asking him about, you know, other players getting injuries and not coming back. And he was, his answer, it makes a lot of sense too. He's like, you know, he said that the body heals before the mind heals. And so his thinking is it's not when people have injuries and then they never quite make it back to what they were, he thinks that's all mental. That they don't want to go through that process, that grind of everything again. So they're not really putting in the same work, the same drive that they really need to be. Because if you are like him and it's just ingrained in you, he's like, you're just going to be better. Like you're going to come back from this stronger and better. And, you know, somebody asked him if like there was a moment where he felt like himself again. And he was like, yeah, well, no, I'm still me. I still felt like me the whole time. He said, but he said, there was one moment when I was doing, you know, coming back and I was, wow, I am fast. And then he went on to talk about it. He's like, oh, it's like, yeah, I like feeling like a superhuman and all this stuff. It's great. I want to keep feeling like a superhuman. I'm like, yeah. We would all like to feel like a superhuman, Carl. We would all like that. So go ahead, enjoy it, because you are superhuman and the rest of us mere mortals do not get to understand what that's like. But he's convinced that he is going to just come back bigger, stronger than last year. And listen, he dominated every day at camp before that injury happened. And this is just day one of camp, but I'm not doubting the man. I am not doubting him that he's coming back stronger.
Zach Wilson spoke to the press as well, says he weighs about 218 pounds right now, 10 pounds heavier than he was last year, said he's never been in a better spot mentally, and has remained focused on football even with all the social media distractions. Pretty sure we all know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I want to take a moment to give the beat a little bit of credit here. The beat takes a lot of flack and mostly deservingly so. But I think they deserve a little bit of credit here. They handled this with grace. I forget exactly how it went down, but somebody just asked about Idaho trip in general. And then somebody just jokingly was like, were you happy to not have cell service? And then it was just a little bunch of jokes. Like no one was really prying. And then it made way for like, okay, jokes aside, not looking to get into the weeds here, but how do you deal with stuff that, you know, now your friends and family are involved, blah, blah, blah. So got to give the beat credit for not just going like has happened so much in the past and just hammering it. They knew enough sensitive subject to just kind of let it lie and just have a little fun with it. But yeah, again, Zach is, he's a polished, the polished kid, young man. He knows he has control up there the whole time, you know. And I don't know that it's right to sit here and compare this, especially when we're just talking about the, you know, press conferences and stuff. But he's just not really flappable. He's just unfazed by everything. And even that you saw it last year, throwing interception after interception, and he just looked the same. He's just unbothered. And you can see, like, nothing's going to derail his focus. you know, again, we'll see if he can put it all together on the field in the game. But nothing's going to derail his focus. He's set on track for the work, and he's going to.
Mekhi Becton, the man of the hour, spoke after practice, said it felt great to be on the field for the first time since September, said he can't wait to do it again tomorrow. He's not worried about being switched to right tackle. He's just focused on making an impact out there and staying on the field healthy for an entire season. Also said that he feels good where he's at right now, conditioning-wise, and that he hit his weight goal. So everybody was talking about him all offseason. It, of course, bothered him. Very obvious. Got himself into great shape. You heard what Robert Saleh said, and now he's geared up. Jets fans should be excited for this. There are no guarantees anything can happen in football. It is a collision sport after all. But Mekhi Becton looks to be in great shape, and he's focused, and he's ready to knock people over.
Looking at him up close, you know, like literally not even 5 feet away, he walked right past me standing next to him at the podium. I'm like, okay, this, like, get out. If you're going to sit here and talk about him being out of shape, there's not a person in shape. Like, he's just big, but there's no gut there. That man is jacked. That man is cut. That man is in shape, and he is ready to go ahead and steamroll people. And it doesn't mean that, you know, that body will hold up. We'll have to wait and see. But he is cut and in shape, and he is ready to put in the work.
A couple of other notes before we get out of here, Chris. First, Joe Klecko, he is on the list of 12 finalists to get into the Hall of Fame. It's about time. Hopefully, he finally gets inducted. Roster moves, the Jets sign cornerback Luke Barkou, whoever that is, apparently he played for the Jaguars in 2020, and they released defensive back Javonte Moffitt. Not all that familiar with either of those two guys, but you're going to see a lot of these types of transactions over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's started training camp. You're going to see a guy you never heard of cut and guy you never heard of signed. And then, you know, there'll be occasional, I remember that guy. He's still in the league. That guy will get thrown in there a couple times, and then there might be some guy you vaguely remember from college. This is a rotating door. The bottom of that roster is going to change a lot over these next couple weeks. And then, as we know, it'll change over the first couple weeks of the season as well. The Jets have made a lot of progress here in building up this roster better, but they're still a long way away from avoiding that game of roster shuffling.
Chris Nimbley, the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com, and above all that, a very big deal. Thank you so much for coming on and breaking down what happened at day number one of New York Jets training camp with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out what Chris is doing, head over to JetsInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter at JetsInsider and at CNimbley. Visit PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got some fantastic All-22 breakdowns. Plus, he's going to be doing daily news updates to get you up to speed in just a couple of quick minutes that it takes to get through a cup of coffee. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet yet, go ahead and do that. Also, visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers Quinn and Williams Bless You Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies, it's all there. TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.